This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has been, by now, the better part of a day, maybe more, depending on when you get up in the morning. So I'm going to figure you have heard the big economic headline of the day already. Inflation last month running at a 13-year high, the Consumer Price Index up 5.4% from the same time a year ago. And I am going to assume also that you have heard me talking about base effects and what Jay Powell has to say about inflation for a good solid couple of months already. So our inflation lead today is you and a survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York that shows consumer expectations for inflation over the next year have reached a new high. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us going by looking at why and why that matters.
Consumers are actually not very good at making accurate predictions about inflation, not about the cost of housing or a loaf of bread. But that is not the point of surveying consumer expectations. Olivier Armentier is an economist at the New York Fed.
We want to know if their expectation changing and if as a result of this change in expectation, their behavior is going to change.
Behavior change could mean bigger financial leaps, like taking out a loan for a house, or smaller ones, like buying a TV now because you think the price will go up soon.
This is going to increase demand today. And, you know, as demand increases for goods and services, then prices are also going to increase. So this is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
When people anticipate inflation, they actually cause it, and it just snowballs from there. Carola Binder is an economist at Haverford College.
So once you start noticing certain prices increasing, then yeah, it makes sense that you would pay more attention to other price changes.
And it's hard to ignore what's right in front of you. Most people drive by gas station fuel signs every day, where prices have been steadily rising. There are also niche versions of this. Binder's is baby strollers. Her double stroller just broke, and she's waiting for a warranty replacement. In the meantime, she's reminded of how much they cost every time she takes her four kids out without one.
Whatever we do in our world, in our reality, in a sense, places us in having certain perceptions about prices.
Francesco DiCunto is a professor of finance at Boston College, and he says when perception feeds reality, reality doubles down. Higher prices make people ask for higher wages.
Then, of course, producers and they are forced at some point to increase wages that potentially will increase prices even more.
So while we look to the Fed and economists for answers, DiCunto says they're looking to us for answers, too. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.